Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. We got Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger. We got a full crew. As part of the 2-hour radio spectacular today, but that is definitely not enough. It never could be, because obviously, you know, when you put a bunch of hacks together,
what it is at best it's a weak start.
Oh, exactly. Really? Exactly. Thank you for clarifying that, Curly. All right, so we brought in some hired guns, or our guests.
Maybe. How dare you?
What do you mean, how dare you?
That's really rude.
No, we have a special guest in the studio with us today.
That's better.
Her name is Darcy. She is a prospective new scuba diver, from what I understand. Is that right, Darcy?
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. I am.
Yeah, she is,
God
not
have
only...
mercy on her.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is going to turn into a potential feeding frenzy. Are you comfortable with that, Darcy, or
sure.
What?
Sure.
Okay. Fresh meat in the studio.
Why, is it because she's pretty?
Oh,
of
thanks.
Course. Everybody on Facebook Live can see this on the Scuba Radio Facebook page.
Yeah,
I'm
going to go ahead and get my sucking up done.
Yeah, so we have some eye candy as opposed to just seeing CJ,
God,
Bubble
yeah,
Boy.
Yeah, that needed
myself.
To change. I'm off camera now, right? Please
no,
tell
you're
me
right.
I'm not.
What would you call us?
Yeah.
No,
nope.
Nope,
eye sores.
How about now?
Nope, still there.
Yep, still there.
You can't
that
hide.
Eye sore is there.
Right. We can see, you can't see Bubble Boy. You guys are going to have to move around if you want to get Bubble Boy in the picture. There he
there
is. Whoa!
He is.
Camera just broke.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So
but, right. Well, Darcy, honestly, welcome, first
Thank
off.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm
yeah.
very excited to be here.
Well, no problem. It's nice to have you, because you work with CJ.
I do.
In the real world. Not
God
in the diving.
On
right.
And I know he's been talking to you for a few months now about potentially bringing you into the club,
mm-hmm.
in the club of diving.
Yes.
And you have some interest in this.
Absolutely.
From
yeah.
what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, you know, I figured what we do on the show today is kind of put you through the typical Scuba Radio interview process.
Oh, gosh.
Becoming a diver and maybe answering some of the questions you have about becoming a diver. And potentially, if you want, you could be a Scuba Radio mermaid. Have you heard about this nonsense, too?
I actually have, yes.
You have, and you
yes.
showed up anyway.
God
bless you. God bless you.
I have a death wish, apparently.
Well, evidently, yeah. You're a glutton for punishment if you've been paying attention. But you work with CJ.
Yeah.
So you've already been kind of desensitized.
Yeah, if I haven't scared her away, then she's good.
Good point.
So what you're saying, she's already been punished enough?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Been through it all.
Sons of bitches.
It can only get better.
It can only get better. Well, we will see. So first off, we want to talk about, you know, those questions that a potential diver has. Do you have any concerns about learning how to scuba dive?
I do. I actually don't know the word for it. What is the word for when you jump in, you're just afraid of the whole mass of the ocean around you?
It's abject fear.
Yeah. It's like okay. Thana something phobia. It's like when you have the fear. But I don't really have a fear of the ocean. I just have
yeah.
a fear like when you jump in and you can't see the bottom.
Yes.
And that
the fear
panic
of the unknown.
Yes.
You know what, though? Most times you can.
Most of the times you can what?
See the bottom.
See the bottom.
That's true.
But it doesn't matter because you're buoyant, so you're
right.
not going to sink.
It's not about that.
Unless you're overweighted or something stupid.
Mm-hmm. It's really not about that. It's that whole jumping in and just feeling so small in the whole huge space around you.
Have you ever jumped into a pool?
Yes.
Yeah.
Same thing. No difference.
Maybe a little.
Just
maybe
pretend a you're a bit. Superhero.
Okay.
Well, you kind of are. I mean, divers, we kind of harness the power of the sea, like
right.
Aquaman. Barry, care to chime in and make some inappropriate comment at this point?
No. But, no? Okay. But when you go... Oh, wait.
Yeah, he's when thinking, yeah, maybe I do.
Aquaman's not sitting there.
Way to contribute.
So nothing to say.
Coming out of the gate strong.
Yes. I can't get a word in edgewise, can I? Yeah. When you dive off the dive boats off, for example, Fort Lauderdale, you're never more than 30 feet from the bottom. Yeah. And you can see the bottom, and the water is beautiful, and it's warm, and you'll love it.
I'm fine with that. True. I love that. I know most dives you can see the bottom, but it's the ones where you jump in and you can't that I think that would freak me out.
By the time you get to that point where you're doing deep dives, you'll already be very comfortable with the water.
True. Awesome.
There you go.
But perfect. You know the bottom's always there.
This is true.
There is a bottom to the ocean. It's down there someplace. So, the thing is the fear of the unknown. And jumping into a space where you can't see the bottom, let alone, 20, 30 feet ahead of you if the visibility isn't that great, is a little intimidating.
Right,
And I guess my point would be that's a very common fear
that
most people have before they, jump in the water or they decide they want to learn how to scuba dive. And obviously the next phase of that is, what about the sharks? As soon as I jump in, will the sharks eat me? You have any fear of sharks or anything like
Not
that?
Not really.
Awesome.
I have a lot of respect for sharks.
That is a great attitude because you're probably not going to see them.
Right.
Yes, that's the reality of it. Unless you go to a specific place where they're known to congregate or...
Well, I'm more afraid of them actually at the beach and on the shore than I am actually in open water.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't stay on top of the water like a snorkeler or a tourist. That's what...
Surfer!
Yes.
Shark bait, really.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You want to go under the water and hang like the fish and then they don't bother you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're way ahead of the curve already by the way your attitude is. I'm liking your vibe, Darcy.
Well, thank you.
You have a diver vibe.
I vetted her.
Yes,
he did.
True.
I asked her if she was comfortable and she is, so it's all good. Yeah, I wouldn't bring her here if she was,
I grew up in flaky. South Florida, so I grew up swimming in the ocean. I grew up snorkeling.
Yeah.
I have a lot of appreciation for
the
ocean.
Why is it taking you so long? I can't believe you are not already certified. If you grew up in Florida and you didn't get certified, really?
I didn't, and I honestly don't know why. And then I went up to school to Gainesville, which is in the center of the state, and now I live here, and I'm just not around the ocean as much. So, and it was kind of cool talking to CJ because he's kind of the one who... kind of got me interested again about it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's that's what a good diver does is they share their love of diving with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I recruit.
You're a crew. You're an ambassador for the underwater world. That's what you've become.
A bastard.
An ambassard.
That's what I thought he said.
You could be that too. That actually
I'm gonna have
be
some
more
business cards printed up.
The ambassador, it's like
ambassador,
like the second cousin to Aquaman or something like that. I guess maybe
easy. We don't want to get Barry going.
Hey,
yeah,
Aquaman there.
You know Barry? I met Aquaman.
What?
Uh oh!
Look at this.
Uh oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
How did that?
Shouldn't
happen?
Have never said that.
At a MegaCon.
A MegaCon. You actually met
Yeah, got to take a picture with him. He was great. I said mahalo. He said mahalo back.
Sweet.
He's very tall and hulking and beautiful.
Yeah, you didn't ask him if he was a scuba diver yet, though.
I didn't.
See, you're not in that mindset yet. Once you become a diver, then you're going to be like CJ, and you're going to want to bring this up to everybody you meet practically.
No.
Yeah. What do you mean, no? CJ's shaking his head.
I don't do that. Hi, how are you? Do you dive? I dive.
Well, yeah.
And then Greg will want you to get him on a radio show.
Well, that would be nice. I mean, if I'm trying to make a love connection for Barry. I'm just looking out for my bro. Be real.
You and Guy Harvey.
Can't you feel the love tonight?
Yes, Jerry's greatest hits.
Yes.
I have respect for the man.
Just remember, when you go underwater, you can't hear him sing.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Or it's all muffly. And you can't tell how terrible it is.
It sounds very peaceful.
Yes, it can be.
It'll put you to sleep.
That's
real
not good.
Quick.
Hmm.
What do you mean it'll put you to sleep? Diving doesn't put you to sleep.
No,
it's
my
quiet under
singing.
The water.
Oh, nah, that it just.
I guarantee you, no one could sleep with that noise.
That's true.
Listen, it's whales mating.
Oh,
is that what that
whales
is?
Whales too.
Listen,
you speak.
You guys hear that?
Yeah. That's Aquaman calling for Barry.
the fairy call.
Mary, come to me.
Okay, just stop it.
He's this blowing a conch.
Very awkward. All right, so, you know, back on track. you grew up in Florida, though, but you never got certified. It's always kind of been in the back of your mind.
She said yes. South Florida.
Well, what's the difference? I said grew up in Florida, Barry.
South Florida is much better.
Okay, if you say so.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's not
by
bad.
The ocean.
Yeah.
Right, okay. You're surrounded by water, and finally, it's just, for whatever reason, it's taken you a while to get to this point.
Yes.
So you finally, yes.
Cut Barry's mic.
Cut Barry's mic. Check. There we go. Let him go, you know, cruise the internet for pictures of Aquaman. We'll get back on track here next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Now, their new study shows that more Americans are killed when they're taking pictures with their dopey machines than are killed by sharks, Miller.
You know what's really dangerous, Billy? Sharks taking selfies. Now, I was in Manhattan around a month ago, and I saw a thresher shark over on 6th, right near, you know, that donut shop across from Fox.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark.
Everyone sing.
Mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark.
Got more.
Daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark.
All right, that's probably enough to keep that song in your head for a while.
Yeah, thanks.
You know what? Dude, you were actually way ahead of the curve. You know that song is actually charting now?
On the Billboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the top 40.
And number one with a bullet. It's going all the way, baby.
I think you broke it. I think you broke this song.
I definitely broke something.
They owe you royalties.
That. You think that's what it is? Oh. That is pretty shocking. Yeah, it is in the Billboard top 100 right now. That stupid song.
If you're the one who brought it out, I'm going to call you Patient Zero.
You're going to stab me?
You infected with everybody with that.
Yeah, in the ear. In the ear. Yes.
In this study with a candlestick holder.
Earworm. Yeah, but it is shocking. It's had like 2 billion views, the video of the baby shark thing now. And so much so that is literally cracked the Billboard Top 100 or whatever. And it's like, what, number 40? Is that what it is, Jerry?
Jerry's, I think it's number 40.
Yeah.
I'll check it and make sure.
Yeah. So if you care about that kind of stuff or it really makes you mad, don't blame me. It wasn't me. It was just one of those things, you know, we had to play because they mentioned the word shark. It's only appropriate. You know, when you become a diver, you kind of get drawn to this kind of wacky type stuff.
Sure.
Darcy, you're ready for this.
I'm looking forward to all of that. Yeah.
Because, you know, CJ's pretty twisted. So if he was your introduction, your ambassador to scuba diving, I'm very encouraged about your diving future.
It is actually number 32.
He's a great
32. Oh, wow.
Greg, CJ is a great dive buddy. I have firsthand knowledge of that. He only knocked my regulator out a couple of times.
Well, there you go. Oh. Absolutely. Yeah. So
that's just I'm player too.
That's just to make sure you're trained and you know what to do and you don't panic.
Exactly.
Okay, that's true. He was just testing your skills, sharpening them, so to speak. Right.
Yes.
And he's a good lobster slayer. Is that what Barry the Bugger tried to throw in there?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, knows how to catch him.
Do you like lobster, Darcy?
I love lobster.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's a good sign too.
Yes.
She's checking all the right boxes here, gang. Would you not agree?
Fest.
Used to go lobstering when I was a kid in the Keys.
You did?
Yes.
And what, you snorkel?
Yeah. My friend's parents would just drive the boat, and they would just throw some tow lines in the back. And
right.
Throw us kids out there with some masks and snorkels and just pull us along, and we'd just let go if we saw one, and they would jump in and get them.
Oh, they would do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we were kids.
You were spotters.
Yeah, we were spotters, and then they would go and get them. It was fun.
Yeah. Spotters.
Sounds more like they were bait.
Exactly.
Yeah, we were kind of bait. They were kind of dragging us behind.
Human lures is what we like to
Barry
say.
Barry did that with Greg and I one time.
Yeah, he did that.
That's right.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
It is fun, you know, until you start
drowning. I heard him laughing as he got faster and faster.
Yes.
How long can they hold on?
He's like, Barry, can't breathe. Help. You know, that kind of thing. But it was a great memory. And that's what it's all about, is having fun with your friends. Back to, you know, some beginning questions about diving. Obviously, you grew up in Florida, so you're a strong swimmer. It sounds like you snorkeled and all that kind of stuff when you were a kid.
I'm not as much anymore because I don't get in water as much as I used to.
Yeah.
But I was, yes. I used to be a very, very strong swimmer.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds good. I see you wear glasses.
Yes.
So is it a strong prescription or not?
No, it's not too bad.
Okay.
I can function without
them. That's because she's had to look at CJ for all these years.
Made him go cross-eyed.
hurt the eyes.
Damn you!
So,
crash and burn.
Yeah. All right. Well, but, you know, you can get a prescription dive mask.
If
you need. How strong is your prescription? Is it a little bit or not that much?
I don't even know what it is.
She just said it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
I can function without them.
Okay. Well, either way, because, you know, everything underwater is 25% larger when you're looking through a mask. Did you know that? Is that a little,
knowledge
nugget?
That. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
very interesting.
You know, so when you go underwater and your dive buddy's a guy and he's like, hey, you know, he's like, not impressed.
But not also,
impressed lies.
But also, if you're in cold water, you have to account for shrinkage.
Shrinkage, right.
Well, it does kind of offset each other a little bit when that comes.
It just
kind of
cancels it out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the right way to look at it. Or to look away from it. Okay. So there's
that's
that.
An eel.
Hey now.
It's a stack of buttons.
So you have
wow.
Scuba Radio Happy Hour has begun. But as far as other things related to diving, do you have any concerns? Like you know how to swim, obviously.
Know how to swim.
Yeah.
I know that making sure that you breathe is very important. A lot of people get a little freaked out and stop breathing, I've heard.
Yes, you can't.
The number one rule of scuba diving is do not hold your breath.
Yes.
Do not hold your breath. That's right.
Same rule for scuba radio.
Good. Good to know. Also,
exhale.
Don't bite your tongue either. Just say what you got to say. Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, no, don't say what you got to. Don't say anything. Yeah, we are on an 8-second delay. We've had to use it in the past, but we're not going to use that today.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I'm just looking in that general vicinity.
It's a new year, Greg.
I know Bubble Boy's already made himself a home in the Scuba Radio liquor cabinet today.
That's right.
You know, we're not diving, so we can drink. You don't mix the two. You hear what I'm saying, Darcy?
Couldn't even imagine.
But divers have a tendency to drink like fish after their day of diving, or they, you know, aren't diving.
Well, it's because we're thirsty.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You have to rehydrate.
Yeah, well, there's that. But, you know, hanging out at a tiki bar after a day of diving in the Caribbean someplace and sharing a few fish tails with friends, that's kind of what we do.
That's part of it, though, right?
That's a big part of diving. It's a big social kind of thing. And
the stories about how many lobsters you caught.
Yes, that big monster lobster.
And Darcy, if you don't smoke cigars, you're going to have to start.
Okay. Gosh. Huh. All right.
Okay.
I'll start now.
Well,
build up the tolerance.
It's not mandatory.
It's not mandatory, but it does add to the atmosphere for sure. You know, it kind of goes in line with the tiki bar kind of thing.
Putting that on the list of things to work on.
Do you have a favorite, you know, type of rum drink or anything like that?
Losers!
Hey!
That's right.
Sorry.
You know, rum, not so much. Whiskey, yes.
Ooh, she's a whiskey gal. Yeah. All right. Well, that works, too. That'll get you there quicker.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. but once again, you don't mix the two. If you've done any drinking, you don't want to be diving.
Correct.
So we don't do that, but we have a tendency to, you know, socialize where it's appropriate, which is pretty much 80% of the time when we're not in the water, I guess. Seems like with our crew.
Right.
But you can run with that crowd, right?
Heck yeah.
Okay. That works. And I don't know, Jerry, what do you think? As a dive instructor, I'm guessing you need to put her through the ringer a bit here, too. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. We'll put her through it.
Well, that's coming up here next, as well as the dive god. Mr. Neil Watson has some news to share with us about Jean-Michel Cousteau and a new movie coming out soon. That's coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. First radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy in the studio, along with our special guest. Would you prefer to be just Darcy, Diver Darcy, or Mermaid Darcy, or do you have a preference one way or another, Darcy? What do you think?
Mermaid Darcy sounds great.
Mermaid Darcy. Okay, yeah. We got a potential new mermaid in the works, in development. She's going through her official Scuba Radio hazing ceremony today.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, she's answering all the right questions. I mean, or answering... or coming up with the right answers for all the right questions so far. So I am you're passing with flying colors.
Oh my gosh!
So far,
excited.
You didn't figure it'd be so easy, did you?
No.
You thought there'd be like well, we haven't got to the tough stuff.
It's still early.
It is still early. Jerry the Diver Guy, and not only am I a dive instructor, he is as well. And he lives in the mountains of Virginia. He's not teaching or diving right now and could be sipping on spring water up there in the mountains.
Moonshine.
Hello.
Ooh.
So he may have some questions or things that he wants to get off his chest to find out if indeed you can make the cut in that regard as a diver or mermaid. Jerry, care to expound on any of this? No?
Well, can you swim 200 meters?
Have you ever measured your swimming distance skills?
Yes, and I can.
How about that? Good for you. All right. So that's one skill we got to knock off the list there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you tread water for 10 minutes?
Yes.
No problem. Yeah, she didn't even hesitate.
It's a bit of a problem, but yes, I can do it. I've done it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you mean a bit of a problem? Why would it be a bit?
It gets a little strenuous towards the end there, sure.
You can do like a dead man float. You don't have to do anything.
Yes, that's true. Yes, yes.
As long as you don't die, you pass.
This is true.
Exactly.
In life always, yes.
Yeah, well, in life and in your beginning scuba class. So those are the two water skills that we have to do before we get into learning how to dive and that kind of thing. And then, you know, we can get into like mass clearing skills and things like that, regulators. You even know what any of this stuff is, a regulator, BCD? That sound like a foreign language to you at the moment, or you got
I know. You've heard these regulators, terms. Yes, yes, and, all right. And mass clearing, yes, and all right. That, yeah.
The regulator, you know, the old Darth Vader thing. Yes. We'll get into it more next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Thing I love can't hold a candle to it. This thing I love, I must get down to it. I'm so ready, 'cause diving is the thing I love.
You sound really pretty.
There goes that lady.
And now you're out of control.
She likes scuba radio, but I think I'm going crazy.
What the hell is that?
'Cause the only time I see her is when I get my dive gear wet. Was that a mermaid?
So far, this is not blowing my skirt up, gentlemen.
We gotta stay cool, relax for a dip.
Shut up!
With tanks on our backs to beat the heat. 'Cause we like, come on, Greg the Dive Master on the mic. We're so ready.
Ready,
'cause diving is a thing we love.
Oh, that is so gnarly.
This thing
I love.
It ties.
Protect, baby.
If you're doing it right, whale sings, shark dives. You might see cool looking jellyfish. I kinda like it. 'Cause diving is a thing I love.
I suspect.
Diving is a thing I love.
Yeah, you have some.
Diving is the thing I love.
Issues.
Diving is the thing I love. Yeah.
Workout.
Diving is the thing I love.
I like that song.
Woo! This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I believe that was the reason, that song was the reason that Bohemian Rhapsody won the best movie in the Golden Globes. I think it was that for that one particular song. Am I right there, CJ? I don't think I'm wrong. It'd be the
why
first
are you asking
ever.
Me? I didn't.
You watched the Golden Globes, didn't you?
I saw a little bit of it, but yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I don't know.
You don't remember?
Greg, did you see the movie?
Which movie? Bohemian Rhapsody? Of course
yeah.
I did. Why?
Oh, okay.
Greg's the biggest Queen fan I've ever met.
Hello?
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know.
Yeah.
Hey.
It was no Aquaman, but...
It was no Aquaman. Well, you have Aquaman, then you have a queen.
Okay, we'll leave that in.
And her name is Barry.
Shots fired.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but...
Missile away.
Okay, so look.
What does Buddy say?
But Buddy is Barry's better half, yeah. Actually, his buddy.
She's cool.
She's okay.
We're not going to be far from him next weekend.
Who, Aquaman?
No, Jerry.
What do you mean, Jerry? How are you going to be close to Jerry next week?
We're taking a quick trip up to North Carolina.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to be hanging with Jerry the diver guy. Barry the bugger.
You better watch out.
You better not pout.
Better not pout.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So Barry's going to leave town, I guess. Is that what's going to happen there, Barry, you think? Are you guys planning to get together next week for real?
No. I'm just running up there to deliver a package.
Oh, one of those. Yeah.
That was a good movie, too. That was a good movie also.
Oh, brother. Okay. Well, let's kind of get back on track here.
God, please.
As far as learning how to dive, Jared the Diver Guy, what do you think for Darcy? Other than the water skills, what am I forgetting? Anything that we need to kind of go over with her or address before we actually give her materials and let her go at it? What do you think?
You have to study your knowledge reviews and stuff. I mean, just completely go over that book.
True. Can you read?
I can read.
All right, that's pretty simple.
Can you swim and read? Fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I mean, look at this crew.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah. Hello. I mean, we obviously consider ourselves geniuses, but look at us. And we're the perfect example of, look, if we can do it, any idiot can.
What's the first rule of scuba diving?
Have fun.
Wrong!
Take it. What's the first one, Darcy?
You just mentioned it earlier, Darcy.
What?
Breathing?
Yeah, she...
There breathe. Never hold your breath.
What about breathing?
Never hold your breath.
She'll pass.
Yeah, it's that quick. Yeah, that's the first rule we learned.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
Swim and read.
Well, not at the same time.
And we'll teach you all the hand signals.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's hand signals.
And your instructor is always nice looking.
Is that?
And he's sweet and caring.
That's nice of you to say about Greg.
Nice.
Well, thank you. Yes.
Wow.
He must be watching the Facebook live feed today.
And obviously learning how to read your instruments, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
I don't know how to answer that.
That's part of it.
Great. Yes. But you do. Yeah. I mean, you just learn some. I mean, it's so rudimentary type stuff. I mean, we've been doing this for so long, especially me and Jerry. But
yeah, you guys are super old.
Yeah. I guess there's
Greg's
that.
Like Methuselah's oldest brother.
They invented scuba.
That's right. Yeah, we remember wearing.
He used to wear diving helmets
And breathing out of a reed. Yeah.
And they double as a poison dart shooter.
That's true.
Oh yeah.
If you blow the other way, you can take out your enemy.
We always said
30 seconds. Okay. You know, but the thing is, there's really, it is very, very simple to do this. And it's like any skill that you learn. And the more you do it, the more comfortable you get.
Right.
And as you get more comfortable, you learn to enjoy it more.
Right.
Now, the one thing that happened to me personally was it took me about 10 dives before I actually had my aha moment.
Oh, okay.
So it isn't necessarily going to happen right away the first time you jump in the water and you're going to go, oh, my God, I'm in one of those Discovery Channel shows.
Right. That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Okay.
Yeah, but then again, you know, lightning could strike and you could jump in on your first dive and see a manta ray.
Yes.
See, there's the element of the unknown, which you were saying earlier, is one of those things that can make you a little nervous. But it can also be super rewarding,
right?
Too, because you never know what you might experience underwater,
right?
In a wondrous type way. Every dive is different, especially in the ocean. You know, if you go into the springs, which is where I started, freshwater stuff. My first certified dive after I got certified to scuba dive was in Crystal River. With the manatees.
Yeah.
And this is manatee diving season right now because the winter months, that's when the manatees come into the river and
it's warmer.
They come near the springs and they congregate there and there's hundreds of them. It's crazy. It's quite a cool experience.
I can imagine.
If you go when it's like 30 degrees and sleeting outside in Florida, which is what happened to us. So the weather is very, very important to pick a right day. We did not. And it wasn't.
No, we picked a perfect day. And
well, when we went, but my first certified dive was with my instructor at the time, and they didn't want to cancel the trip,
right?
And said, "Hey, we're going no matter what." And we went, and literally, it was sleeting that day. It was like 35 degrees, which is extremely cold.
Where were you?
That's horrible.
Crystal River. And so it's kind of rainy, sleet kind of weather. There's fog because the springs are like billowing off this steam because, you know, it has warmer water coming out of there. And so not only can you not see topside because of the foggish, you know, steam and stuff, underwater it was all stirred up and stuff, and you had no visibility about maybe 10, 15 feet. And every once in a while you'd see a glimpse of a mound of a manatee. And you're like, is that a manatee or is that a sea monster? Ah! You know, so you couldn't see squat. And as soon as we got out of the water on the first dive, it was a two-tank dive. The first dive, everybody was freezing. They had not prepared for this type of thing. And we were on these pontoon-type boats, so there was no, like, structure to to stay under and stay warm or dry.
Right.
Because it was kind of rainy a little bit, too, and everybody was freezing their ass off. And they're like, you know, we want to do this, but this sucks.
Get back in the water.
Yeah. This sucks balls. And, you know, we need to get out of here. And the dive guy goes, nope, we're going to do another dive. Nobody on the boat wanted to do the second dive except the dive instructor.
Wouldn't it be warmer in the water?
Not really. And it was so cold. It didn't really matter at that point because you knew
once you got cold up on top. I mean, it's going to be hard to warm up underwater.
Exactly, you're going to be miserable.
I have
done that dive like Greg has talked about in the springs.
Yes,
it is hard.
It is miserable if you're cold. It really makes all the difference in the world between a great dive and a terrible dive. It just really can ruin everything. So we did the second dive. We're like, okay, finally, let's get the hell out of here. And the boat captain decided he wanted to take everybody on a scenic cruise through Crystal River on the way back to the dock and added about 20 minutes to our cruise. So he didn't really care about the people on board. He just did what he thought would be fun.
Way to read your audience.
He's no longer with us.
Exactly. So, not trying to undersell the whole scuba thing, but you have to
make it sound so great.
Tolerant sometimes, too. More coming up. Take a look. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, ReefSafe sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, ReefSafe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For ReefSafe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, ReefSafe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. ReefSafe. For more info, go to ReefSafeSun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. ReefSafeSun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I didn't know this about you, Summer, that you are in your time off. You're a scuba diver.
Yeah, since I'm 10.
Since you're 10, but like you...
And I'm 50. No. I was diving before you were born.
And I'm going up.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ, Bubble Boy, and Mermaid Darcy in the studio today. Also, Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy connected via the web. And now, We got the dive god. Mr. Neil Watson is with us. How are you, Neil? Welcome, buddy.
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic.
All right. So, Neil actually has some insight on an event that's happening next week, and then a little later on, I guess it opens nationwide, and that is the new movie that's coming out featuring our friend Jean-Michel Cousteau. Is that right, Neil?
That's correct. That's correct. About 60% of it was filmed in the Bahamas. It's in 3D, supposed to be spectacular.
Nice.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think, is doing some of the narration and intros and whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think if you go online, let me see if I can find out what the URL is. It's like wondersofthesea3d.com. There you go. And there's a little video clip of Arnold Schwarzenegger who does the voiceover for the film. But what's neat is that we know Jean-Michel. I've talked to him over the last few years. He's been working on this for a while. And the stuff he shot in Bimini was how long ago, Neil, you figure?
Greg, it had to be 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I know he's had this in the can and been editing it, putting it together and trying to get the funding to get it released. I know he got some incredible footage of our hammerhead shark dive over there.
Well, there you go.
In 3D, supposed to be spectacular. Actually, a kind of inside story, when I was with him when he was over there filming, and on the hammerhead site, some idiot had actually speared one of the hammerheads, and it had a spear sticking in its mouth. And Jean-Michel was just absolutely devastated. We all were.
I'm sure.
What kind of moron? Fortunately, after a couple of days, I think he shook it out. But just the fact that somebody is that stupid,
right,
is unbelievable.
Yeah, these animals, these great hammerheads they have over in Bimini, actually right now, it's peak season for them. They're just spectacular animals. And when you get up close and personal with them, like you can with Neil Watson's operation there in Bimini, it'll change your life. Is that on your list, Darcy? What do you think? Hammerhead sharks?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I thought she was going to shake her head and go, oh, hell no.
No.
Yeah, you like, she's an adventurer, Neil. We got some new blood
that
we're going to inject into the industry here.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Years ago when I was doing a film shoot with tiger sharks, and there were actually National Enquirer had a picture of me and a model side by side with this huge tiger shark. And it was Tula Cove, actually, Tula Cove's first wife. And they were interviewing her about how was she afraid being in the water with the tiger shark. And she said, well, not as long as it was between me and Neil Watson.
Oh, wait, not as long as she was with Neil Watson, or she was more afraid of you?
She was comfortable as long as the tiger shark was in between.
Okay. there's some things you need to know about Neil Darcy. I'll warn you now.
Okay.
But that's a whole other story, another show. But this new movie, this Wonders of the Sea 3D that Jean-Michel Cousteau is releasing, they're having a special screening, like a Fathom Events movie screening. I believe it's on January 17th, next week. And you can check your local listings.
It's next Thursday, whatever day that is, because I've got two tickets for it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Playing Oakwood Theater right close to my house.
Nice. So you can look this up online, wondersofthesea3d.com. But once again, I know they're doing a one-night-only Fathom event movie premiere type of thing. But the good news is, even if you can't make that, which I can't, I'm going to be traveling next week. Otherwise, I'd be there right along with Neil. It's coming out nationwide in another month or two or something. They're working on that or what?
I think in February it's released to all the theaters.
Excellent. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it. And like I said, we've talked to Jean-Michel over the last few years, and he has been working on this project for some time. And I have no doubt everything he's ever released has been spectacular. And I have no doubt this is going to be right up there again. And if it features the hammerhead sharks of Bimini, I have no doubt it'll be something worth taking a look at. Like, given people especially that don't have that luxury of being divers like us, Neil.
That's it.
Them
next best thing.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So what are you doing today, by the way? Are you going over to Bimini anytime soon to experience those hammerheads yourself or what?
He's talking to you, Greg.
Well, I can't. I got a little issue. You know, I had some eye surgery, and I can't dive for another month.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's
got to stay dry.
But I can drink. So
you can drink and talk about it with us. Yeah.
And I can't fly. So actually, a new ferry boat service is supposed to start in the next couple of weeks going to Bimini out of Fort Lauderdale. Valeria Ferry Service is the service that runs over to Grand Bahama Island.
Right.
So as soon as that starts, I'll be hopping over on the ferry boat and hanging out with my son, Neil Jr., having a couple of clicks and pina coladas. And I can snorkel with a hammerhead. We got a great Caribbean reef shark snorkel experience. That is just mind-blowing. So
wow, okay. And all they got to do is go to the website. That would be, Bimini Scuba Center?
BiminiScubaCenter.com.
There you go. Neil Watson, better known as the Dive God. Always a pleasure, my friend. And we will catch up with you again and possibly head over to Bimini on that ferry with them and see if we can take advantage of some of those hammerheads. Maybe we'll bring Darcy with us.
Yeah.
We need a chum.
Oh.
Yeah, now she's like looking at it like, excuse me? It's always the new diver. That's the first. No, kidding. Hour two on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.